Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, TWF, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California, CRC Media West, Money Radio, and all sorts of stuff going on this Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving weekend. Before we go into the Christmas holidays, I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Quiet?
Very quiet. That's why it was good.
Yeah, I know. Mine was very quiet. In fact, I took down the Thanksgiving decorations and put up all the Christmas decorations, and I timed myself. It took me 3 hours to put up the Christmas decor, and I have lights, some lights outside, a bunch of lights inside, a table all decorated. I didn't put a tree up. I did this little guest bathroom, have that all decorated. So I figured, okay, if it took me about three hours to put it all up, and don't ask me why I timed myself. I have no idea. I figured it should only take me an hour and a half to take it down.
So it takes half the time to pull it down.
Oh, yeah. You just grab it and throw it in the boxes. You know, I had to plan. I had this table in mind. I bought this fake snow, which is going to be very challenging when I go to remove this whole thing with this fake snow that's all over this table. Yeah. But it looks really cute. It's a, like, reindeer theme with all these little trees and a Santa sitting in the reindeer and stuff. So anyway, it was really cute. So that was pretty much my Thanksgiving. But we had a ham, and I am making soup today with the ham. I boiled the ham yesterday to get all the pieces off of the bone. Right. It had a big bone in it. And kind of saved the juices, let it sit overnight, scrape the fat off of it. Got beans. I don't know what I'm making. I have no idea what kind of soup this is.
But you got a bunch of stuff ready for it.
The ham's already in there. The beans soaked overnight. It's a variety of beans. Those are cooking with onions, some jalapenos in there. I want to make it a little creamier, though, so I haven't quite decided how to do that. But I'm ready. Don't ask me why, but I am ready. So anyway, all right. Lots of people were in town. Do you notice how quiet it was this morning coming over here?
I didn't feel that way, no.
Oh,
I
really?
I felt like it was busy.
On Cook Street, you thought it was busy?
Well, you know what? The freeway, but I think maybe there was just an accident.
Oh, okay.
But the freeway, the freeway was just kind of busy. I think it's people going home.
It's going to be packed going, especially Arizona towards L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people that went to Blythe, the river, all this. Yeah, it will be packed going. But it was, I thought Cook Street was deserted. And all weekend long, it's been packed. I know the golf course where I live has been really busy, and I've been busy doing so. This past week, though, it's been one of those, you and I were talking before we came on the air. It was a week pretty much that no PR people were working in what I do. Nobody was really working. You didn't have school, but the week flew by.
It did. It went. I feel like it, I don't know, it's, yeah. Flew by. It just doesn't even seem like enough.
Yeah, and I did quite a few things. I went and filmed a part of the next television show at Okura in La Quinta. Very delicious food there. It's sushi and Japanese food and kind of infused Japanese-American type. Really good. And we were filming there. We started at 3:30 because they opened the doors at 4:30, and I wanted to try to make sure we were kind of done, at least out of the bar area and stuff. I tell you, when that door opened, these people come piling in, and it was on a Tuesday. And it's going to be a really good episode, really fun episode. So if you haven't been to Okura in La Quinta, go. They have the Robata Grill where they have the stone at the table that cooks some of your food and stuff. So that was really fun. So that episode, I tape the next. There's three parts to this episode, and I do the next one on Wednesday this week. I also went to one of my favorite things to do, Wild Lights of the Living Desert, now open. Yeah.
I don't have a cheer button.
You don't have a cheer button?
I need a button for cheers and applause and stuff.
You should, because their new entrance is, they did a phenomenal job. They had this whole new look now at the Living Desert when you, their admissions. It used to be this one little tiny area, and now it's wide open, but we were lost. Went with the John Monahan, which is kind of an annual thing. He likes going with me, or we go with the media night that opens up family, friends, media.
Right.
And we went in this big circle three times because I wanted to get to the giraffes and the cheetahs and stuff, which now that they've rearranged everything, I was completely lost at night, even though there's lights everywhere. Maybe that was it. There's so many lights everywhere, I was confused. We kept walking around a big circle. Finally, we just stopped where they had the entertainment and Santa and all that and had a hot dog and some macaroni.
They made it to where you have to go again.
Yeah.
You got to go again. So
exactly,
you get the rest of it.
I will, just to get over there. And I could see it. That's the weird part. I could see it off in the distance. I go, why can't we make it over there? I'm supposed to be able to travel. No directions will open. Anyway, go to the Wild Lights, everyone. It's so much fun. In fact, I have some tickets for Wild Lights to give away. So you really ought to go at the Living Desert. And this year, it's select nights only. And it only goes until Christmas Eve, I think, and maybe afterwards Christmas weekend. I have the list in here somewhere. I'll check and see. I also went out to the Sunny Bono Wildlife Refuge for some pre-production work for the Visitor Center video I'm doing. And there are tons of birds out there now. For you bird watchers, these birds are back in. I mean, they're here for the good weather, and they are all over the place. So it is down there towards the – it is at the east end of the Salton Sea, and it's over there Salvation Mountain and Slab City is probably about 15 minutes away from the Sunny Bono Wildlife Refuge. So if you go to those, you want to go over there and check it out. It really is quite interesting of the life that's down there, animal life that we don't even know about. Cameron and Steve was with me, and we're driving down this dirt road to what's called Unit 1. It's a different part of the refuge where a lot of the birds go and hang out. It's not right next to their little visitor center. And we see this thing dash across the road so fast. We couldn't tell if it was a bobcat or a coyote. It was going so fast that we both saw this animal run across the road. And I hurried up to see if we saw the tail end of it, but we still couldn't tell what it was. And then we looked way down there in this big field. There was a couple hawks circling. So obviously something got caught down there. And whatever that animal was, it was going
to
go get
everybody was starting to gather.
Yeah. But I couldn't go out there in the marshlands with my car. So I guess we decided not to check it out. But it was really interesting. It was really, really interesting. So anyway, if you haven't been out there, check it out. It's going to take you about an hour and 15 minutes to get there. But once you're down there, you can go to Salvation Mountain and Slab City and East Jesus and all that sort of stuff. And then let's see, I went over to Indian Ridge Country Club, where I'm going to be broadcasting live from on December 9th to look at all the new things that they have going on there. Whew, looks incredible over there, and lots of visitors everywhere. So it's been a busy week, and then Thanksgiving and the decorating and, you know, just stuff.
And then Black Fridays.
No, I don't do that. I do not do the shopping. I do not go out there. I just, no, thank you. I won't do it. No. If I have to wait till closer to Christmas when they start cutting prices again.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they bump them all up right before Christmas, so.
Oh, do you? Oh. Well,
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's just I can't, and I'm not inspired yet. I have to be inspired. So right now I'm a Grinch. Oh, I'm you don't have anything, Sean. So right now you have nothing. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I get into it though. I do have the decorations up. What I have been doing, I am obsessed with these Hallmark Christmas movies. It is so pathetic. I could actually film one now because they all have the same theme to them.
Very much a theme.
Yeah, same thing. Every single one, girl meets boy. They kind of bump into each other. They don't like each other for some reason. And then they fall in love at the end and all is happy and all these Christmas decorations everywhere. And they start at 8 every night on channel 123. It's sad. I'm thinking, why? But you know what? I was telling Jack the other day, there's no violence. There's no swearing.
Right.
There's all these Christmas decorations in these town with all this snow and stuff. There's just something kind of peaceful and easy to watch.
Right. They're not corny.
They're cute. So I've been obsessed with that. Now, last night, though, I did watch Holiday Baking. Maybe that was what inspired me to make this soup stew or whatever the heck I'm making. I don't know. All right. Speaking of food, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts for our guests today. Our guests include Diane Williams, who's going to talk about some real estate here in the Coachella Valley. You will find this fascinating because she does this extensive chart of what's going on real estate-wise throughout the valley. We don't just talk about one area. We talk about the whole valley. And then in the second hour, Jeff Kreider is back. You know, he what do you hike, Mount Kilimanjaro with his son? Something. Remember they came in and his son came in. You were here.
Yeah, but I don't remember
that. He's been all over the world. He's with an organization that also does some medical work in different areas. In fact, we could talk about that missionary that went to this remote island, which everybody said he shouldn't go. So anyway, he didn't. He's not coming back. But we'll talk to Jeff as well. We also want to give a shout out to Doug and Gina. Hi, you guys. What's going on? Hope you're having a good day out there. So give them a hi. And today's show is brought to you in part by A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Battery, located in Palm Desert. Open 7 days a week, so give them a call. Your battery goes dead, give them a call. Yeah, they'll come out and get it fixed for you. And you want to put lithium batteries in your golf cart? do so now because it is all the rage, and it's going to be even more the rage because of no maintenance and all that sort of stuff. It's a great thing, those lithium batteries. So again, A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Battery. We also want to welcome Cabot's Pueblo Museum to the show. They are a sponsor, and you'll hear a little bit about them each week, and it is a must visit. You have to bring your friends, come into town, send them out to Cabot's Pueblo Museum because it really is fascinating out there. It is. 760-440-8255 is a number to call when we give away these tickets to Wild Lights. Also, let's see what else. Tournament of Roses Parade. Grandstand seats and parking. The contest is on the website, which yesterday went down. The first time the website's ever gone down.
Oh, yeah?
I put out this e-blast. Of course, you know, I paid $5 or something to promote this, one of those e-blast things on Facebook. And the website goes down. First time ever it's gone down. And I had people emailing me back on Facebook saying, well, I've been trying and trying and I can't get through. And I thought, what the heck? Because a lot of times they misspell my name.
Right.
They forget the E or something. So I thought, oh, it must be fine. So I wrote half of a reply to this one gal saying, just copy and paste this web. And then I thought, you know, I better go check it. So I did. And sure enough, it says fatal error, cannot connect with database or something like this. I don't know. So file, who knows? So I send the people who do my website an email, and they got on it right away, and it's fixed. She said it was something wrong with the file. There was some little corruption in the file. Yeah. So I don't know what happened, but it did happen. So anyway. All right. We have so much going on in today's show. We're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to cover quite a few things. I'll just put it that way. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. We have a ton of things to cover here. This segment of the show is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. You can go to the website, the500ps.com. It's a perfect place to watch the beginning of the parade next Saturday night at the Christmas parade in downtown. No, it's on, Saturday night, December 1st. Right there on the corner of Ramon and Indian, where the 500 building is, and Ristretto will be open for a while with hot chocolate and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, it's a good, you get the beginning of the parade. Everybody's coming from all corners, and then they go on down, and then you leave before everyone else sleeps. So it's perfect. And also, I want to remind you that B. Alston's Jewelers has some beautiful wedding bands for men over there. They are the Valley's leader in wedding bands for men. So holidays are coming. A good idea for you is to get someone's broken jewelry, kind of sneak it, you know, your wife's or husband's, something that they really like that they never use, take it over there and have them repair it at B. Alston's. Isn't that a great idea? And then give it to them as a Christmas present.
That is a good idea. Because it wouldn't work for Janet, but it's good. I have to go buy a whole new one for Janet.
Oh, you have to buy a new one? Oh, okay. Well, you can
there's
buy
nothing
a new
wrong with it.
So. Yeah, well, you can buy a new one when you're there, but sometimes there's these pieces, these family heirlooms that people just keep saving and say, oh, one of these days I'll get it over there and fix. One of these days, or earring or necklace or whatever. That's a perfect Christmas gift. Remember that. They're the lower level of the gardens on El Paseo, B. Alston's Jewelers. This is a really good idea. Think about it. And you're going to surprise somebody with something you know they already love, but now they can use it and wear it. So anyway, that's a good deal. Okay, something I wanted to give you a heads up on, NAFL Centro, they had a drive for to serve turkeys for the sailors out there at NAF EC Sailors and nearly 300 Marines. They put a call to action out there to the community. They were given so much food and 30 turkeys and all this sort of stuff. They had more Marines come out there than they had anticipated. They just said it was a really wonderful day, and they wanted to thank everybody who donated food items for the Marines out there and made it a nice. They say so. The guys are saying, you know, they're usually sleeping. They're usually eating in the mess hall, and it was nice to have a Thanksgiving meal, not the usual stuff.
Right.
Yeah, this was more, they made it more of a home-cooked type meal.
Right.
For 300 and some people.
That's awesome.
That's a lot. And there's jobs if you're looking to be a census counter. And I'm going to put this information on the website. Whatever we don't cover today, please go to the Traveling with Francois website. There's going to be a whole bunch of new contests on there. Tournament of Roses is there, but I picked winners for all the others. So I'll be posting a bunch of new ones. And I'll get this on there as well. The U.S. Census Bureau is now hiring workers for temporary jobs in Indio, California, and other cities within Riverside County. Supervisors get $18.50 an hour. Non-supervisors get $17 per hour. And you can apply online at 2020census.gov/jobs. And I will post this on the Traveling with Francois website. That might be something interesting to do, to be a counter.
What do they do?
They count how many people live in certain areas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, might be, and it's would only be for a certain amount of time. It's not a full. It's not a position that you're right. going to step up the ladder in. This is just for probably a couple months, I would imagine. So anyway, I'll put that information on the website so you can check it out. Also, Animal Samaritans, you know they are part of the show. I want you to give you a heads up on their event coming up on December 2nd. It is the 9th annual Men of the Desert at Weston Mission Hills Resort and Spa. It's an afternoon event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you want to support Animal Samaritans, you can certainly do so by going to this event. The website is animalsamaritans.org, and we know how much they do for the Coachella Valley. So I'm put all this stuff over here where I make sure and post it on the website. All right, let's do our Coachella Valley pick of the week, brought to you by CoachellaValley.com. Mine is really, really simple. Mine is Wild Lights at the Living Desert. Over a million twinkling lights, and select days include November 23rd, 24th, that's past, and the 30th, December 1st, 7th, 8th, 14th, 15th. See, that's what I'm talking about. Select dates. The 24th is the last night. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. So it's on the weekends, but the 24th of December is the last night. It opens every day, Wild Lights, from 6 to 9 p.m. So that is my pick. Go. It's a lot of fun. And wear a jacket because it was really cool over there. It was very chilly, and I thought it was going to be a little warmer. Craig's pick from CoachellaValley.com is the Palm Springs Festival of Lights Parade. Their 26th annual event is next Saturday. Starts at 5:45 p.m. once it gets dark. And Palm Canyon Drive is right there on the corner of Ramon, Palm Canyon. That is where the parade begins. Everybody's staged all in that area. The Grand Marshal for Children is Garfield. The Celebrity Grand Marshal is Lorna Luft. And the Community Grand Marshal is Hugh Captor. So that is Craig's pick from CoachellaValley.com. All right, Sean, what'd you pick?
Well, now I feel like I should have went with something seasonal, but I didn't.
No, that's okay. No, that's all right.
I picked the Jurassic Wild West Art Exhibition.
Uh-huh.
Grand opening.
Oh, when is that?
On Saturday, December 1st, from 10 a.m. to 6.
Okay.
And it's at the Indio Grand Marketplace.
Oh, okay. In fact, I know the artist who did that, Ricardo Presida.
Yeah.
He was on the show. He started all this out in Borrego Springs. And he's
I saw that.
Yeah, in the show a couple times out there. You can see his statues, Goleta Meadows. They're out there in the middle of these big open spaces, and it looks like there's dinosaurs running out in the wild. It's
really
it's really awesome. Or wild horses, and you see these, and you get up, and they have this one area where there's this gigantic dragon that crosses the road. You go out to Borrego Springs, you don't want to miss that. That really, it's really fun to go see, and you can drive out to them. A lot of them are near the road, but some they have this little just dirt not that far off the road, and people are always out there taking pictures and
trying to find them and stuff.
Yeah, you would enjoy that. It really is interesting.
It does sound like fun. When we were talking, me and Janet, we had mentioned that as well.
And that's a day trip. 90 minutes. Really easy to get to. And
but I want to go at night.
Well, you can't. They don't have lights on them at night.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I want to go to Borrego Springs. If I go to Borrego Springs, I think I need to stay at night because I want to be there at night.
Oh, because you want to see the stars.
I want to see the stars. Yeah.
In fact, the other night I was looking at
the
window.
It would have been perfect. There was no moon.
Do you ever look at stars sometimes and say they're too bright to be a star? It must be a jet flying this way. I do. Sometimes I'll get up really late and I wander into the kitchen and it looks out, east. And I'll see all these stars at night because it's really dark. And sometimes I'll see one that's so bright, I say to myself, it has to be a jet coming into Palm Springs. I'll sit there and watch it, because you know it's going to be coming toward. And then it never moves. And
it's
I say, that's not a jet. That's a bright star.
Yeah. See, I take my phone and I try to find it.
You do?
Have you ever used those before?
No.
Yeah, those are fun. It's like an app where you point it in the sky and it will tell you the different constellations.
Really?
That star that you're looking at might be a planet. It will tell you it's a planet.
Huh. Well, I'll have to tell me what app that is. interesting. That is interesting. Let's see. All right. What is, is this free? I have this under free, but it's not free. Free events here. What's free? Coming up at NAFL Centro. It's free to the public. They have on November 30th, they have their holiday light parade. It starts at 7 p.m. This is open to the public. It is from 5:30 to 6:30. They say bring your chairs to get yourself settled. It starts at 7. It's going to be a lot of fun. The parade features floats, marching bands, all sorts of stuff. And this is right there on the naval base. So how fun is that going to be? That's a lot of fun. So you can go on out there. And again, it's open to the public. And they're going to have pizza and all sorts of stuff for purchase. But anyway, that's one of the free things. There's a lot of free stuff going on here. Saturday the 1st, they have this Airstream show over at the Hotel Paseo. They're going to have music and food and all that sort of stuff. And that is free to the public from 3 to 9 p.m. We have the parade, Kittyland. I'm trying to rush through all this. This is all going to be on the website. Kittyland, they have an event on December 2nd at noon, Kittyland and Kitten Rescue. The Tamale Festival is next weekend.
Already.
I know. The Tamale Festival is free admission. Of course, you have to buy the tamales. Rancho Mirage Cultural Commission, they present Sinatra in Palm Springs, a film screening. That's free as well. Holy smoke. There's a lot of stuff going on. Going to have a lot of fun this season. We're busy as always. We're going to step aside. When we come back, Diane Williams joins us. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. And yes, I do have those passes for Wild Lights that I will be giving away sometime during the next hour and a half now. So not to worry. Well, joining us in studio, as promised, is Diane Williams from Diane Williams & Associates. She has two offices here in the Valley. She's one at Indian Ridge Country Club and one in La Quinta.
No, Indian Wells.
Oh, okay. Well, I was close. Yes.
I was close.
In Indian Wells. All right. Well, they're right next to each other. Yeah. So you can go back and forth from one to two. Isn't one enough?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been there. It's been 3 years. I've had multiple offers, so it
oh,
doesn't
really?
Matter. Yeah, it's no big
Do you
deal.
Go back and forth to both?
Some, yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've always wondered that. I always said when you have a couple, does the primary go from one office to the other just to kind of see what's going on?
Well, and typically if I have clients that I'm meeting, sometimes it's easier to meet in Indy Wells than in the office at the club, so it just I have the options.
That's nice. Okay. All right. Well, Diane Williams, she has been with us quite a while now and comes in, and it's always fascinating. And every time after you leave, Diane, I always get comments from people saying that they didn't know this or they didn't know that, and they wondered what we were going to talk about real estate-wise. They go, we never know, Francoise, what's going to happen on your show. And Diane comes on, and whether the people are buying, selling, looking, or not even looking, this is the beauty of this. It gives you an idea of what is going on where you live.
Exactly. And what's going on around you, what your options are, extremely important, knowing what the desert is all about. You know, it's like I was joking when I came in that real estate 101, it's not just about buying or selling. It's about knowing the communities and the differences between each community and what they have to offer. It's fascinating stuff when you get into this.
Well, and I'm sure it's something that pops into my head, and I could be wrong, who the heck knows, but it seems to me, because I'm hearing stories that because of all the terrible fires in California up on the other side of L.A. and Malibu and whatnot, that we are getting people that had second homes coming down here now to live in their second homes, and people that just don't even know if they want to be in that area anymore that have been to the desert the few times or are coming to look. Are you seeing that? Have you heard these stories?
It's funny. I had a phone call this morning from a younger couple that's actually a referral to me from one of my past clients, and they're seriously looking, down here in the desert, they're ready to make a purchase down here. So, yeah, because we're very much a resort environment, very much it's really hard to have fires down here. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard because, there's nothing to really carry from one to the other. So, yeah.
Yeah, earthquakes, and we don't have a lot of high-rise buildings and whatnot, and earthquakes are happening all over the world now, so a little earthquake doesn't bother me. I'll take that any day.
Yes.
I'll take that any day. And I have noticed, too, that I felt that the season, for me, in my eyes, almost started a little sooner than normal, and for you, with the real estate being strong all summer long, and you haven't been on the show in a while. You've been on the golf show a couple times, right. But can we backtrack just a little bit to tell people how the summer was?
Well, actually, the summer was fairly from October. Well, I shouldn't say this. The summer was slower than normal, but we did sell in certain communities. We sold more homes than in other homes in other communities. But in what we noticed is that there was a slowdown, and it's rather interesting because this Desert Sun had an article yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were talking about March, June, August, and September. We sold is the only time since 2016, August or May of 2016, that we sold fewer homes than the preceding month, the preceding year. Well, we've also sown. I went in and I looked at October and November because we are slower, and the other metropolitan areas are slowing down in their real estate. Mm-hmm. We anticipate no slowdown, and yet what I noticed when I went into the numbers, the actual solds we're off 5% in the number of home sales, but our prices are up 8%. Okay, so as the price is starting to come up, it's kind of slowing down. But we don't anticipate. What they do say is that affordability can be a factor in the metropolitan areas. Affordability in the state of California is 26%. That means 26% of the people can afford to buy the average sales price home, for their first-time buyers. And so we don't anticipate to have a slowdown so much from them, except if they have a difficult time selling their home elsewhere and can't buy a home until they sell their other residence.
Well, is inventory up in the desert or down in the desert?
It's down. There's 2,415 single-family homes, and there's 913 condos on the market right now.
For the whole valley?
Yep.
That's it?
3,328 homes on the market. Mm-hmm. And I remember a while back, we had 14,000 homes on the market. So this is nothing. Very, very low inventory. So you can see the direct result is the prices are slowly starting to rise. Mm-hmm. But we are in what we call a normal market, which is a 3 to 4% appreciation per year. So if you were to take and go back to 2001 and go all the way to 2018 on a 3 to 4% appreciation, other than the blip in 2004, 5, and 6, we're just on line with where we should be. So we're gradually seeing that appreciation. So the people that made a whole lot of money are now probably even, and those people that lost so much money are it's starting to come up where you're starting to see the values now where they should be and pretty consistent.
How difficult is it for you? That's your business. How long have you been in the real estate business?
16 years.
16 years. Yeah. When we get in these markets like this where the inventory is slim pickings, I mean, it's still out there, but it's not like it was where you had more than enough to show people. How much more, it's my English, is it difficult for you to navigate a market like this?
Not really. No. And I think it really is the person who knows the market. It's like you're looking at 3,300 homes that are on the market. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the person looking for? Because there's select communities that are single-family homes for the most part. They're primarily very few what we call remote buyers, and those remote buyers are people who don't call the desert home their primary residence, whether they're investors or it's their second, third, or fourth home. And the remote buyer percentage in certain communities is much higher than in others. I just did the number of golf courses in each of the cities. We have a tale of nine cities, which Market Watch refers to, and the number of golf courses they have in each of those communities, the number of homes that they have in each of those communities, how many of the golf courses are private and semi-private and public. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating. I would like to share with you because I think it's really fascinating. There are 79 golf course communities in the desert.
Golf course communities. I mean, I should write this down for the golf show.
I'll leave this for you.
Oh, okay,
110 golf courses, okay?
Until we dropped down because we used to have 125 at one point.
And then there's 17 executive golf courses.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 44 private golf courses. And then 19 semi-private, and then 22 public golf courses. So when somebody's coming in to buy and they say, this is who I am, this is how I live, this is what I'm looking for, knowing all this information and where those golf courses are mm-hmm. identifies the area in which that best fits that person or that buyer. And then you can go from there. And then you sit down, and I always sit down with my clients, and I say, what are you know, what's your lifestyle? What do you like to do? You know, whatever. And that'll clearly define what country clubs fall into the category price-wise, mm-hmm. With the amenities they have. And because I think every country club has a wonderful lifestyle for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what is it that fits your needs, and then you
right.
find the right club for them.
Right. I do like the behind-the-gates living. I really do. I mean, we lived along the beach for 20-some years, which was – that's a very transient type community. You have people moving in all the time when you live along the ocean and whatnot. And I do enjoy the little bit – I don't mind that there's some governing rules in where I live. I don't mind that. It doesn't bother me at all. It gives a little bit more structure for me at this point. I do like that. Mm-hmm. What I am seeing where I live is that – younger, the families are actually moving in. I was talking to the GM the other day. There's, I think, three or four families now with teenagers mm-hmm. that are living there, and they are not golf people, but they do like the community and the lifestyle there,
exactly.
which is interesting because they're paying maybe a little bit more for HOAs and all that sort of stuff because of that golf. Are you seeing that?
Well, in a lot of the golf course communities, there's really for the younger families, it's a little bit difficult because the kids don't have anybody to play with. So it's kind of hard to find and identify communities for them. But they are that is changing a little bit as things change. I think the biggest thing that the desert has to work on is that the younger generation, the people that are under 40 or whatever, to them it's all about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. To them, it's the dining, it's the entertainment, the theater, you know, and all this sort of stuff. So any country club that wants to survive going forward has to do so much more to attract these people into that lifestyle that you bring into the country club setting much more than just golf and health. Well, health and fitness is extremely
right.
important.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the pickleball has really been big. But the biking and the hiking and all of that stuff where you get to become very actively involved and you meet so many people in your country mm-hmm. club. Because the whole country club concept or gated community is that sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really important. I think it's important for families. I think it's important for children to have that sense of community. And then to have all those activities that you can do with people that you get to know them, get to be friends, long-term friends, mm-hmm. and carry on forever. So it's a whole different lifestyle that's changing in the desert.
It is, and there is a little bit, too, of that in this crazy world out there, that security factor mm-hmm. of being in there and kind of knowing what's going on with your neighbors and stuff. Not that you have to know everything that's going on with your neighbors, but you just know community-based what's going on in your community and what's right. And if something's really off, you pick it up a little bit quicker than you would not in a gated community. Very interesting. All right, we need to step away, take a break. When we come back, we are going to hit on a few of the priced events here in the Coachella Valley because I won't be here next Sunday. I'll be in Arizona, so we're going to replay a past show. So I want to hit on those a little bit. And Diane, we have a lot more to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about that vacation rental thing. There was an abundance of homes, are there now? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rose, your host, joining us in studio. We haven't had her on this show. Diane Williams has been on the golf show quite often, but I wanted to have her on this show because it's always so fascinating what she has to talk about. And she does have two offices, one in Indian Wells and one on site at Indian Ridge Country Club. So, Diane, Always fun having you here on the show. But I do want to give a heads up to a few events. And remember, folks, I won't be here next Sunday. We're going to replay a show. So you have to go to the website and check out all the events that are going to be posted on there. So on the calendar page. Of course, we talked about Wild Lights, but on November 30th through December 2nd, there is The Feel of a Horse with Leslie Desmond. The public is welcome. This is a horse and rider team. It's a demonstration. All these things going on, and it's going to be at the Minor Horse Arena in Anza, California. There's so much stuff going on everywhere. Closer to home here, the Magic, Mystery, and Music Show on December 2nd. I was talking to Mitch, who is Crazier, who is part of this Palm Springs Magic Club. Sean, you know some of the people in the Magic Club. I thought you did. Don't you know people in the Magic Club?
No, I don't think I know there
I
is.
You did. Oh, where they're 33 members strong, and they have a show happening at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center in Rancho Mirage High School, which is on December 2nd. Starts at 2, and you can buy tickets for at the door at $20 per person. Anyway, lots of stuff going on. They're going to have the tree lighting at the tram on December 2nd. Of course, we have the big parade on the 1st. Pasquale Esposito's coming into town. The list goes on and on and on. So check the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, for all of the upcoming events that we talk about here on the show and more. And, of course, the big old contest page. All right, Diane, I wanted to just touch base on this briefly. You're talking about how the inventory is so low compared to several years ago. Does that mean that all these people that were swooping into the valley looking for vacation rentals are gone, or what, to purchase and then rent them out?
The investor's still here.
Okay.
But there's two kinds of investors, the person who's coming in who plans to lease it out, and then there's the person who's investing because they're closer to retirement, and they want to buy a home, and they're going to lease it out until such time as they retire. The investor who's doing the leasing, so to speak, and, you know, it's a profit margin, so to speak, their only issue at this point is the short-term occupancy issues that are being, you know, surfacing by all the cities, because the cities are trying to figure out how to control that.
Right.
But their option is, if short-term leasing isn't available, they'll just go to a longer term. And they're still going to make money.
They're
just
still
going to
make
much.
Money, yes. Yeah. One thing I wonder, what the people that are coming in that are looking for homes to retire in, let's say, 3 or 4 years, do those people usually buy? Because I know you kind of keep a little track of what they're doing. Because I tell you, when you have a client, they become basically, in their mind, kind of a friend of yours. And they're telling you all that they want to do, what their plans are. Do a lot of them plan to redo them first before they move in? Or would they rather try to lease them out or do something with them, let them sit until they plan on making it a permanent move and then do all the work?
The majority of the people want to lease them out as is and then do the work get closer. Sometimes they have to do something in order to make them a little bit more appealing to the rental world. But most of the time they just want to wait until they get a chance to get in. The other thing, too, it's important to ask them a question, because sometimes it's their interim home. And all they want to do is build the equity. And so in 4 to 5 years, they intend to sell it and move to a larger home or a more permanent property. And so it's very important to ask that question coming in, because there should always be a good exit strategy. It's very important when I'm representing a buyer to know what their plans are, so that their exit strategy doesn't surprise them in the end, that it's an easy home for them to sell and move on if they want to upgrade.
How often do clients ask you, let's put it a different way, how important are the HOA fees when people find a community that they really like?
It's interesting, because there was a bar graph for the Market Watch about how the higher the HOA fees, how it affects home values. Mm-hmm. However, I think that chart could possibly be misleading, because so many of those homes in the, you know, that are condos, okay, and condos don't appreciate in value as much as fast as single family, and those prices point stays. One of the things that I find specifically is when somebody finds a community, you know, it's like whether you're living in a single family home or you're living in a homeowners association where they maintain the exterior. By and large, it's a wash. You know, the costs are, one's deferred, one's pay-as-you-go. And so that when you explain it to them, saying, do you want to hire a gardener? Do you want to maintain the exterior painted? Do you want, you know, and most of the people, they say, no, not really. And mm-hmm. so they're looking for a floor plan they like, a home that, you know, meets their needs. And most of the time they don't care one way or the other, whether it's in the HOA or not. Mm-hmm. If somebody's really, really concerned on price, the HOA fees are, you know, consistently mm-hmm. going higher and higher in all the communities. But dollar for dollar, I still think that they're a very good value.
Hmm. All right. Let's talk about areas. What's hot?
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere.
Everywhere's hot. Yeah. Well, that's good
well,
to hear.
You know, it's interesting. I'd like to say a little bit. In the cities, there are 145,787 total units in the nine cities that we call the nine cities of the desert area, with an average of 1.93 people per household, which I thought was really low.
Yeah.
70% of the homes here are single-family homes.
Oh, 70%.
Which is really, really interesting.
That is interesting, mm-hmm. yeah.
Huh. And of the remote owner, and that's a person who does not call this home their second home or mm-hmm. their primary residence or the investor type, 44% of those 44% of the single-family homes are owned by those remote buyers, but 73.6% of the condos are owned by remote buyers. So if you look at what the HOA fees are, mm-hmm. that clearly kind of shows you that the higher HOA fees are not really affecting the remote buyer all that much when it comes down to buying condos.
Hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Those numbers are really covered. And so as far as city-wise, mm-hmm. what do you see hot as in the cities?
Okay, so it's interesting. Palm Springs, okay, this year is from last year, from September of 18 yeah. to September 17. That's the timeline we're talking about. They're up 4%.
Oh.
And okay, so that's not as much, but they've been on fire for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So they've been making, so they're getting closer to the top. So people are starting to feed down because
okay.
their price point's very high. Their average single family home is $582,500.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Palm Desert is up 9.5%. Rancho Mirage, 9.8%. Cathedral City, 8.6%.
8.6%.
Okay. Indio, 8.2%. Indian Wells, 36.4%, but their average was 770,000 and went to 1,050,000. And so their numbers aren't as large. And so when you start selling more homes in the Vintage and the Reserve and in Toscana, which Toscana sales are really going,
yeah.
That's a big jump. But mm-hmm. that's a very affluent community, of course. La Quinta's up 9%. Coachella is up 7.4%, and Desert Hot Springs is up 7.3%. So everyone's really doing very, very well. And then the condos are even higher. They're in the double digits almost. The only ones not in double digits is Indian Wells. They're only up 3.9%, but they don't have as many because most of that community is single family.
Single family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there are no condos in Coachella.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's fun.
Huh. Maybe they should start building some. So the season is gearing up. We just have just about a minute or so. We see, I know you're open all year, you know, you're open all year long and you've been in and out during the summer, but your team is always there. What do you see coming into this season now? What are you guys gearing up for? Anything special? Anything that you have to watch as agents, keep your eye on? What?
No, I think really what's going to happen, we're going to see a lot of trades.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see a lot of people, and there's not many people that know how to do trades, but it's interesting where a buyer wants to move up and another, mm-hmm. or, you know, and a seller wants to move down
yeah.
to in size-wise. And so we're going to see some of that. So we've got the move-up buyer, and then we've got the people coming in. I think this will be just a kind of a normal business. We're not going to sell too many more homes than we did 2018, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a solid year. We don't anticipate any drop in, no recession, no drop in our market. So this is good for 2019. So it's a good time to buy because we're still well below our all-time high prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've still got some ways to go.
Ways to go.
But I think if you were to compare our desert prices to the other areas like mm-hmm. Orange County, LA,
yeah.
you name it, our prices are phenomenal. And so from affordability, from a price point, we're really still a very good buy.
I like hearing that. All right. And real quick, because we only have just a few seconds now, international. Are you seeing a spike in international buyers?
We don't see it very much.
Okay.
I've seen a couple of the inquiry, but typically they like to go to the urban areas.
Okay.
So it usually doesn't come to the desert that much.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Diane Williams, thanks so much for joining us today. Always fun having you here. Happy holidays to you. I know you're going to go out and play some golf. You're all ready to go.
There you go.
So, all right, folks, you can find Diane Williams. All her information is on the Traveling with Francois website, or just go to her website right now, which is Diane Williams and andassociates.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, we'll be right back in the second hour. We're going to shift into travel mode. We have those wildlife tickets to give away and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. We'll be right back.